From NPR and WBUR Boston, I'm Jeremy Hobson.
I'm Robin Young. It's Here and Now. In a few minutes, what's the status of the infrastructure in Brazil ahead of the World Cup just 3 weeks away? Well, if you've seen a video circulating of thousands of people trying to get on one escalator, you know it is not good.
But first, officials in China today are calling for greater preparedness to deal with the threat of violence against civilians after that attack yesterday in the city of Urumqi, which killed 31 people and injured more than 90. Urumqi is in China's northwestern region of Xinjiang, and it's home to the predominantly Muslim Uyghur ethnic group. Many Uyghurs complain of discrimination and restrictions on their religious practices. We're joined now by two American English teachers who are living in Urumqi, Christopher Hocker and Emily Smith. They weren't affected by the attack. Welcome to both of you.
Thanks so much, Jeremy. Thanks for having us.
Hi.
Well, Christopher, let me start with you. What is it like there today in Urumqi?
I work at a public school, and a bunch of our classes were canceled at the end of the day. And around 6 o'clock, the government and the military shut down about 10 streets in the center of town. So buses stopped running, and people have been coming to school to pick up their kids, voicing a lot of concerns about traveling.
Well, even today, we got lunch in the cafeteria at his school, and as we were sitting, soldiers with AK-47s walked through the cafeteria, you know, which is definitely different than it had been in the past.
What's the reaction been? What are people feeling like today as you've spoken to them in the course of your daily lives?
The reaction has been really strong emotionally. During the attack with the train station about a month ago, it was very strange because people really didn't react very strongly to it. You'd come back into work, people kind of mentioned it, but didn't really talk a whole lot about it. But yesterday was totally different. When I came into work, a couple of the women I were working with were crying. You know, some were calling family. And it was captivating on the minds of the people. A couple of the guys I worked with kind of came and crowded my table at lunch and couldn't help but talk about it. It was very strange because people clearly didn't know what to say, but they felt like they couldn't not talk about it.
Yeah, I think we have been talking about it just between the two of us, and we've kind of come to the conclusion that it's just such a different type of attack. The nature of it was very different. The victims were very different than what China has seen in the past year or so. Two SUVs drove through a morning market. And most of the people who are shopping at a morning market at, you know, the early hours of the morning are elderly people. And so some people were able to jump out of the way of the SUVs, but a lot of people who were killed were run over, and they were just too old to dodge the vehicles.
I had listened to a woman I work with, Rose. Her best friend had called her later on that morning to tell her what had happened, and he recounted for us over the phone a grisly experience in which he like ran out of the way, kind of very confused as to why a truck was on the sidewalk, and kind of jumped into a storefront only to look back over his shoulder and see the truck actually like with bodies underneath it. Just having it kind of like all unfold in his mind that like this is not a car accident or something, but it's something more, it's something intentional.
Now, as you know, no one has claimed responsibility for this, although the Chinese authorities have blamed previous attacks on the Uyghur minority there, the Muslim minority group there. Do you sense in the course of your lives tensions there in Urumqi between Uyghurs and Han Chinese?
We both have students that are both. And in the classroom, I personally don't see any of that. They get along very, very well. But what you notice is they seem to steer clear of each other. When you're out in public, in the park, or in the neighborhood, at the market, you just don't see them kind of socializing together. That being said, both groups seem extremely sociable towards us. I buy bread every morning from some Uyghur folks across the street, and they are extremely gregarious, especially with the foreigners.
My experience has been a little bit different in the school where I work. I have lots of Uyghur students as well as Han students, and they do interact. They're a little bit older than Chris's students, so maybe that might have something to do with it. So in school, the young people seem great, but I mean, I ride the bus 40 minutes every day to work, and it's pretty split between Han people and Uyghurs. And like Chris said, you really don't see people interacting that much.
That's Emily Smith and Christopher Hocker, two English teachers living in Urumqi, China, where yesterday's attack took place. Thanks to both of you for speaking with us.
Thanks so much, Jeremy.
Thank you.